T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are getting new information about a construction worker that's been killed in an equipment accident in Fort Worth this morning. The accident happened just before 5 this morning near Northeast Loop 820 and North Railhead Road. Investigators haven't released many details. All we know right now is the worker got entangled with a piece of heavy equipment and was killed. Stay with KRLD throughout the day for the latest developments. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the last American troops leaving Vietnam. It's Vietnam Veterans Day, and as KRLD's Ellen Skaya reports, there are a number of events across North Texas today to celebrate veterans. He starts our team coverage.
DFW National Cemetery will host a Vietnam Veterans Commemoration at 10 o'clock this morning, and DeSoto is holding an event at noon at Corner Theater on Pleasant Run Road. At Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base in Fort Worth, Commander Alan Grimes said at a previous Vietnam Veterans Day event that war served as the transition from the draft to today's all-volunteer military, saying most who served there did volunteer.
Really, the Vietnam generation was the generation that forged the military we currently have.
One veteran says he's glad to see attitudes change toward those who served in Vietnam.
I cannot say enough about what I see here and all the effort that has been put forward to make this special day for elderly gentlemen like myself.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Indicator, a very special tribute today. All veterans and their families are invited to take in the largest replica of the Vietnam Memorial. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Local veteran Al Westfall, who fought in Vietnam, helped get the display to Decatur.
It is an 80% size of the Vietnam Memorial, which is in Washington, D.C. In addition to that, there are various informational panels that you walk by and you can read those. It tells about all of America's wars.
In addition, he says there's a special section for 9/11. This is part of the American Veterans Traveling Tribute, and the free exhibit will be on display from today through April 2nd at the Wise County Fairgrounds. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Tarrant County is expanding the use of its mental health jail diversion center to help people more in need of a doctor than a cop. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Up until now, the only offense eligible for Tarrant County's mental health jail diversion center was trespassing. During Commissioner's Court, County Administrator G.K. Manius said the sheriff, district attorney, and the Mental Health Jail Advisory Committee recommended additional offenses to be eligible.
Misdemeanor theft, possession of marijuana, disorderly conduct, false report, and a terroristic threat if there was no violence.
Commissioner Roy Charles Brooks, who's the chairman of the advisory committee, said this is a way to move certain people from the overcrowded jail to the underutilized diversion center.
These persons who will be diverted from the county jail will not have a history of violent charges on their record.
The commissioner's court approved the recommendation unanimously. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And he's already a Hall of Famer in our hearts. Now it looks like Dirk Nowitzki will soon be elected to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, according to ESPN. The formal announcement is expected to happen at the Final Four this weekend in Houston. Nowitzki will reportedly be in the class of 2023 along with Dwayne Wade, Pau Gasol, Tony Parker, Becky Hammond, and Greg Popovich. It's his first year of eligibility for the power forward who retired in 2019. He led the Mavs to its only championship back in 2011 and was the MVP that year as well. Also MVP in 2007 and made the All-Star team 14 times and 12 All-NBA teams.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.